We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
The developers have an incredible presence at Dreamforce, and I have a group of amazing developers and marketers with me here today. So first of all, Zane, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Zane Turner. I'm a developer evangelist with Salesforce, and I'm looking forward to my third Dreamforce.
All right, Reed.
All right, so I'm Reed Carlberg. This is going to be my 11th Dreamforce, believe it or not. I lead developer and admin evangelism for the company, and very excited to be here today to talk about the show.
I'm very excited that you've been here for 11. I'm still wondering what you were doing for those first four, but maybe we'll find out during the show. All right, Arabella.
Okay, so my name's Arabella David, and I am in developer marketing. And if you take Reed's 11 and subtract out about 10, you'll come to mine, and it's my first Dreamforce.
Well, so we're very excited to speak to all levels of developers, people across the board, first, 15th Dreamforce. All those people should be involved. So let's get into business a little bit. First of all, if you're a first-time Dreamforce attendee as a developer, Zane, what should people be looking out for?
Yeah, I think it's interesting to think about what a first-time Dreamforce was for me. I went there as the only developer from my company, and I didn't know anyone, really. And I was super excited to get to go and have that opportunity. And so I really zoomed in on sessions, and I focused on sessions and went to things that I knew would help me solve the problems I was facing in our business, and then sessions that I knew were going to help me grow, that were kind of maybe beyond where I was comfortable and that I was investing in myself. And then unexpectedly, I needed to have brought with me about 50 business cards, which I didn't think about because I was a developer, but I ended up meeting people in those sessions and changing notes and then talking about with them for months afterward about things we were building and took away from those sessions. So I think the first time developer, get ready to meet more people than you would ever think and let yourself really enjoy the content. And then as I went into my second Dreamforce and now this third Dreamforce, I'm looking forward to the content, but then also seeing those people that I know now that are my community and really being there with them in real life, which is also amazing.
It is almost like a family reunion. But this is also the learning event of the year. So Reed, what else can you look forward to for people of all levels at Dreamforce?
It's a great question. You know, we started several years ago where we introduced lots of great hands-on learning opportunities, and we're going to bring those forward into this Dreamforce. So for example, there are hands-on trainings, there are quick starts, there are lots of things where you can actually get in and work with the code. That's really what sets Dreamforce apart as a technical content. It's all about how do you get in and do something. Now, one of the things that I do want to actually kind of add to what Zane put in for your first time experience is if you are coming to Dreamforce for the first time, because we have all this stuff, it can feel a little overwhelming.
Right.
So you need to actually spend some time and plan what your first time Dreamforce is going to be like. So as we start coming out with sessions, as we start advertising the types of things that you're going to be able to do, you need to make a plan. If you have that plan, you are more likely to have a great Dreamforce.
And it also allows you to connect with specific people that follow that same similar plan.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point.
Okay, so we have our first timer over here. What are you most excited about for Dreamforce?
So to clarify a little bit, this isn't my first event with Salesforce. I was lucky enough to join the company right before we started planning for Trailhead DX. If people aren't familiar with what Trailhead DX is, it is our Salesforce developer conference. And it was so much fun, and there were so many great things we did there for all levels of experience, from beginners to intermediate to advanced, that we're excited to also bring to Dreamforce this year. And some of those things are, if you've had 0 days of development but you want to learn how to start, a great place to go is with our Trailhead Quest. So you can select a quest and you can kind of choose your own adventure through the Dreamforce area and through the developer terrain and get lots of swag. So
I know that we all love our swag. I know we're all wearing our Trailblazer hoodies right now, and I believe that people may be able to get some of those. We'll see. We'll see. Don't want to promise anything.
Do the quest.
I think foreshadowing is safe in this case. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about what you did at Trailhead DX and how it's shaping and what you're bringing from Trailhead DX to Dreamforce this year. Reed.
Trailhead DX was a great series of hands-on exercises that people could do. They could come in, they could do workshops, they could do the mini hacks, they could do the quick starts. We added to that by having a whole bunch of theater sessions, having a whole bunch of breakout sessions, and then we introduced a new format called campfires. So breakouts and theaters can be a little bit overwhelming because it's a one-to-many, there's not as much interaction in it, but a campfire is there and it's pretty intimate. Typically about 30 or 40 people. You can interact back and forth with whoever the presenter is. And all the feedback so far is that our attendees really love those. And so I expect to see all of that brought forward into Dreamforce this year.
That is wonderful. I know that going to Trailhead DX this year, it seemed like people were doing things all over. There was no one standing still. And if they were, it's because they were part of something.
Yes.
A campfire or a theater session.
Yeah.
And that was really wonderful.
I walked in at 8 a.m. on, I think it started on Wednesday. The whole area is a little bit of a blur for me, but it was Wednesday and Thursday. So 8 a.m., as everybody starts streaming in, they're going straight into a workshop. They're going straight into a mini hack. The session rooms are starting to be full. Everybody's seeing all the demos that are on the floor as they get to understand what the, you know, the various technologies that are there that's part of the Salesforce ecosystem. So it was great for me to see that level of activity.
And truly inspiring for what you're bringing forward into Dreamforce in November.
Yes.
All right. So one of the coolest things about most of our conferences is that the content is not just available during the event. So one of the best things for people to do now is they can experience the Trailhead DX content now, correct?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All the videos are online. So if you go to developer.salesforce.com/TrailheadDX, all of the places where you did see the sessions before, just open that up and you'll see the videos. So you can watch it straight from there.
And that's a great opportunity to start the learning experience and really up-level yourself before you get to Dreamforce. But tell me about the other best way to up-level.
Well, so Zane, you were talking before about how your first Dreamforce, you really concentrate on the sessions.
Yep.
And then after that, it's more about the people.
Yep.
And so that means that you go and you meet the people, you don't necessarily see the sessions.
Right.
And so what I would always do was post-event, after I take a little bit of time to unwind, then you can start to watch a lot of these recordings on YouTube. If you're a treadmill person, you can watch them while you're on the treadmill. If you happen to be somebody who's got a commute and you want to listen to them while they're playing on YouTube or something in your car, you can do that. It's a great way to really get your arms around the breadth of the content that was there. There's so much content. Nobody can go to every single session. So it's up to everybody to really go in and dive deeply into the areas that you're most interested in.
And then when you're at one of these events, it really is communicating with those product experts.
Exactly. So the product experts are going to be there. They're actually leading a lot of the sessions. They're leading a lot of the workshops. They're there to help you have a good experience. And so what I always encourage people to do, especially once you have a few of these under your belts, you've got some really interesting development that you're doing, maybe you're running into some challenges that you really don't know how to solve, you can go and talk to the person who built the feature. And that includes the product managers, it includes engineers. It's a wide variety of people who can really help you get through whatever challenges you might be having.
Yeah, it's not just at the sessions and workshops. We have a lot of demo stations at Trailhead DX and at Dreamforce. And those are the actual product teams. Mm-hmm. So they love signing up for these kinds of events because they actually talk to the people that use their products and ask them all these hard questions. So not only do you get the answers to the questions that you've got about your development, you might be giving the product teams really interesting ideas to explore and pop onto their roadmap. So I think it's a really unique opportunity for those attending Dreamforce to learn from and also help influence the products that they're using.
Right. So one of the other things that, again, we really recommend is go in, watch those videos from Trailhead DX now, and write down your questions. Bring them with you. Be prepared. So we're all expecting new and exciting things at Dreamforce this year. But Reid, I'd like to get back to your first Dreamforce, 2007.
Okay. Yes.
It was a while ago. Tell me a little bit about that.
So 2007 was really a long time ago, so it's hard for me to actually remember everything. But at the time, I think Apex was brand new, and we were just coming out with this thing that we were calling Pages, turned into Visual Force. And it was early access, and you know, my company, the company that I was working for at the time, was a system integrator partner. And what they would do is we would always, you know, try and help Salesforce build demos for whatever was coming out new. We had tons of crazy late nights leading up to Dreamforce. The work that we did actually did become a good demo. It didn't make a main stage demo, but it was a fun one that we did in our booth. And then I spent a week at a booth, actually doing booth duty, talking to customers about this.
How the world has changed.
I actually love booth duty, but that's another story. And so then what would happen is, you know, there were all the parties and everything else. So booth duty, let's see, lots of late nights, booth duty. Then I came in and it was crazy late night with some sort of company party, more booth duty. We get to the very end. And the director of Dreamforce, who's no longer with Salesforce at this point, but the director of Dreamforce has me and my boss and a couple of other people. And they're going around on a video camera and they're saying, what was your favorite part of Dreamforce? So he gets to me. You know what I said?
No. What did you say?
The cheese plate.
We can totally hang out. My cheese plate is my favorite thing in every event.
So if I offer one piece of advice, especially to the new people who are just coming to Dreamforce for the first time, you are going to be exhausted. It is an overwhelming experience. You're going to make your plan. You're going to try and work your plan. but you should probably also have a sound bite as you get to the end, right? Because there were lots of great things that time. Like, we won an award for, there was an Appy, I think is what we called at the time, because of some work that we were doing on the App Exchange. We're doing a bunch of other stuff, so it was like really good. But you get to the very end and
I can think about is food.
All I was like was the cheese plate. And, I mean, it was a pretty solid cheese plate.
I thought your Dreamforce advice was going to be look for the catering.
No. Whatever. That's all incidental, the whole thing. But it is one of those things, as you're going through, Dreamforce passes so quickly. It passes in the blink of an eye. You'll get here probably either Monday morning or we're Tuesday through Friday this year, or Monday through Thursday this year?
Monday through Thursday.
Okay. So you'll get here and suddenly you'll check in. You'll be talking with friends. You'll be going to a session. You'll talk with more friends. You'll go out for a beverage with somebody. And before you know it, Dreamforce is over. You do have to take a second and really remember the special moments. Because there are so many times, like the Dreamforce 12 for me was really pivotal in my career. At the time I was doing like an IoT booth, and I had Arduinos and Raspberry Pis and all this stuff. Peter Coffey came up, and he's doing a competing shtick over here as I'm sitting here trying to talk as I lose my voice. Parker Harris comes up, does the same thing. It was an incredible moment for me as a Salesforce employee and as a person in the community. So that's Dreamforce 12, and I could pick up one of those for every Dreamforce. So remember the small moments, because it is a really special time.
All right, so another way to prepare and to start this learning journey before you get to November is Trailhead.
Oh, that old thing.
All right, Zane, do you have any recommendations?
Well, I think it's great that you can go immediately onto Trailhead and search by track. So we talk about making a plan. You can go by, I'm interested in Lightning, or I'm a developer and I'm intermediate, or I'm advanced, and immediately start zeroing in on content that's relevant for you. And there are a ton of new projects that just came out actually just after Trailhead DX and that are coming out, I think, today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to go skill up and new things on Trailhead.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Trailhead is one of my absolute favorite things. It's only been around for, I think, 3 years at this point. But if you've been around the technology for a while, you might be a little bit skeptical because you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't necessarily need to take this badge, right? Like, I remember doing that on a project 6 years ago. But I'll tell you, I've worked in the system for a long time, and I've gone through and I've done a lot of projects. It is a fantastic excuse for somebody who's more experienced to go back in and kind of refresh your skills. We release 3 times a year. That thing that you thought you knew, that's probably evolved in a really interesting way. Trailhead is a great reason to go back in there if you're more experienced and really understand how it's been evolving. Now, if you're brand new, getting into Trailhead, getting hands-on, actually doing something, that is the best way to learn a new technology.
Plus, you get to collect all those badges.
You do get to collect the badges. Off. Yeah, you do get to collect the badges, which is pretty fun.
And then it'll be like part of your swag wheel. It's not just in person, it's online. It can be anywhere, even on your LinkedIn page.
Yeah, mine is. Mine's Twitter, LinkedIn.
That's
all
awesome.
That stuff, yeah.
Okay, so another way that people can get involved in our conferences and our events is speaking. So I would love to hear, Zane, a little bit more about these call for presentations that have closed.
Yeah, so the call for presentations is really our way of inviting the community to be a part of what we're doing. At Trailhead DX, as we mentioned, one of the amazing things was all of the experts and the teams that were presenting from Salesforce and really sharing what's going on with the platform and what's coming next. But at Dreamforce, we really want to throw that open and let all of the people that are doing the amazing things with the product, that are solving those problems, share what they're learning and what they're excited about and where they see the technology going. And that's really what the call for presentations is doing.
We have been blown away by the number of submissions for the developer track at Dreamforce. And I think we're closer to 800 than 700 at this point. I'll just throw that out there. And I did a quick run through of it today. And I think we're significantly north of 200 submissions on Lightning alone. So we are actively reviewing them now. We're super excited to see the quality of the submissions that are coming in. And we're going to start letting people know if they're in or not on August 4th.
So one of the things that's really exciting for me about the CFP is every year you see something different as people are coming in and they're engaging with the technology and they're solving actual business problems. But what I like most about it, when we start to have multiple events through the year, like we have a lot of world tours, we have Trailhead DX, and then we have Dreamforce, the content isn't repeated. This is all new content that's coming in. If you were somebody who went to Trailhead DX and you had a chance to sit down and, for example, learn maybe about the new platform event system, which is a great system, you're going to have an opportunity to talk again with the product team on it. You're going to see how it's evolved. You're going to see how people are actually harnessing it in the wild. It is a great way to really get to know the technology and understand how you can deploy it yourself.
That is wonderful. But what's even more wonderful is that the three of you are going through all of these
It's not just us. We have a whole, we have a team of experts that are also going through all of these.
Well, so what is the process?
Oh, it's a longer process.
It's a lot of late night.
It's a longer process.
A lot of spreadsheet action, TZ action.
But here's the thing. So when somebody is out there and they bother to take the time to come up with an idea and express their idea by submitting something to the CFP, I feel it is extremely important for us to pay that back by reading it. So, Zane, how many have you read? Have you read all of them?
Yes.
Yes, that was a leading question, because I first saw that Zane read all of them, and then I saw another EV on our team, evangelist on our team, Heather Dykstra, she read all of them, and then I started seeing, like, all these people who've read all the submissions.
Wow.
And I said, that is fantastic. And then I read all the submissions, and it's interesting to see what people are coming up with, the things that they want to talk about.
It's inspirational.
It's very inspirational. So 11th Dreamforce, and the reason that I keep coming back at this point is exactly that. Because you don't know what people are going to be talking about. You don't know exactly how they're going to harness it. And so they come in and they submit this call for presentation and they get up on stage for this session, which they have created an outline for. So you asked about the process. So there's an outline. There's a draft document. There's a dry run. Sometimes there's more than one dry run. And then we usually get the template to you a little bit too late. So then you got to mess
with the
to that.
Never happened. No,
it's biggest secret ever. But you know, then they go through and they really put their heart and soul into this presentation, and it's that passion and that engagement and that really desire to help other people succeed that it overwhelms me every year. So I am very excited to see exactly how this year comes together, like having seen all the submissions. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be really hard to figure out the ones that actually we're able to accept.
It's the best problem to have.
It's a great problem. And you know what? It's gonna be frustrating for the people who don't get accepted, but I gotta say, I can't say thank you enough to everyone who submitted. And if for some reason you don't get accepted this year, try again next year.
Yeah,
because
right?
There is always another opportunity to join into the Dreamforce Fund.
Great. Well, thank you all so much. I'm excited that we're gonna be having developers back with the Road to Dreamforce a few more times before the event so we can have all the updates on your keynotes, sessions, and great things that are happening in the developer world. So thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.